And spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings every Saturday from 2 to 6, and beer and spirit tastings on Sundays from 3 to 5. Information at thecorkscrew.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. A former state police lieutenant says the reversal of a jury verdict in his favor raises serious questions about government employees protecting themselves. Mike Callahan claims his efforts to reinvestigate a 1986 double murder in Paris, Illinois, were thwarted by his superiors. He sued, and a federal jury in Urbana awarded damages in 2005. Tuesday, a federal appeals court reversed that decision, citing a U.S. Supreme Court decision that strips government workers of some First Amendment rights. Callahan says his own case involved a cover-up on the part of state police and says it could easily happen again.
I guess the scary thing about that is when you look at the whole big picture, just not my case, that means in the future, a police officer that sees another police officer plant drugs on somebody or beat somebody, if he speaks up and the department tells him to be quiet about it, they don't want the scandal, he has to be quiet or he faces retaliation and could be fired. So it's going to keep a lot of honest police officers from being able to speak out.
Callahan says the appellate court failed to consider that when he first went to the FBI with his allegations, which he says was outside of his duties with state police. Callahan's efforts to reinvestigate the deaths of Dyke and Karen Rhodes helped lead to the release of the men originally charged with the crimes. Randy Seidel was freed in 2004, and Herb Whitlock was released from prison earlier this year. Callahan's lawsuit concerned a politically connected man who was initially called a person of interest in the murders. Callahan says he was transferred as payback for his complaints about his superiors. A billion-dollar project to destroy a deadly nerve agent stored in western Indiana is entering its final stages. Workers have eliminated more than 90% of the cache of the VX nerve agent, a Cold War-era chemical weapon. Jeff Brubaker, the Army's on-site manager, says by late August, contractors expect to destroy the last of the 1,200 tons of VX nerve agent that the Newport Chemical Depot once housed. After that milestone and subsequent cleanup work, workers will begin dismantling two cavernous buildings erected to destroy the nerve agent for the depot's planned 2011 closure. An Illinois Senate committee has advanced a measure that will increase the amount of money teen workers must be paid. Right now, the minimum wage for minors is 50 cents less than it is for adults. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Supporters like State Senator Ricky Hendon, a Chicago Democrat, say it's unfair that minors are paid less than their older counterparts. Hendon says that minors work just as hard at the same retail, restaurant, and other jobs, and they deserve to be paid equally for that work.
These young people that we're talking about, is it fair to say that they don't pay the same price for gas to get to these jobs as an adult does?
However, Bill Fleichley, who represents owners of gas stations and convenience shops, says teens don't do the same work as adults. Laws forbid it.
In our industry, they cannot pump gas, they cannot cut grass, they cannot use a slicer, they cannot make pizzas, they cannot sell cigarettes. They cannot sell alcohol.
Critics say without the cost incentive, employers will hire fewer minors. They say it's not just private businesses, but also park districts and places like public pools who will suffer. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Some American Airlines customers will soon have to pay at least $15 to check luggage on flights. The airline blames rising fuel costs. American Airlines customers Sue Cacciatelli and Rose Colonna heard the news at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Probably won't want to check luggage anymore.
We avoid doing that anyway, actually, because there's always more problems with checking luggage.
Yeah,
so if you can pack
luggage
lightly, that's the best thing to do and get them on the plane.
I mean, it's annoying, but just won't check bags anymore.
American Airlines says the fee won't apply to everyone. Most passengers on international flights are exempt. So are some frequent flyer customers and people who pay full fare for tickets. The fee kicks in for tickets purchased on or after June 15th. Illinois Department of Transportation plans to suspend some road construction lane closures across the state for the coming Memorial Day holiday weekend. The lane closures will end, where possible, at 3 p.m. on Friday. The lanes are expected to stay open until midnight on Monday. But the department warns that some construction zone projects in Illinois will continue to operate. State officials say 1.5 million people are expected to travel by road or air in Illinois over the Memorial Day weekend. Preliminary numbers from Illinois' Department of Natural Resources shows that the state hunters had the second-largest spring turkey harvest this year, bagging nearly 16,000 birds. Paul Sheldon is the department's Forest Wildlife Program manager. He said Wednesday that cool and rainy weather dampened results slightly this year. The top Illinois counties for hunting turkeys were Joe Davis County, Pike County, and Adams. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 1230. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Provena Medical Group, where doctors treat people, not illness. More information available at 1-866-PROVENA. The physicians of Provena Medical Group encourage you to join them in supporting WILL.
9:35, and we check in with Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. What's our holiday weekend looking like?
It's looking much warmer and generally dry. Unless you consider Monday part of the holiday weekend, which I suppose you should, since it's the holiday, Memorial Day Monday, we do have another chance for showers and thunderstorms. We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms starting up as early as this afternoon. In fact, looking at the latest radar picture, and I was just looking at it, where'd it go? There it goes. Some rain has pushed into portions of central Illinois, right around the Springfield area. Radar is starting to indicate that they may...